Time to crack a big cold beer and listen to the Triple M Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast for Victoria Bitter, official sponsor of Hard Work.
Hello, welcome to the Catch-Up. Thank you so much for streaming. Friend of the show, Rusty Crow, called through today.
Yeah, I'm on the show, so make sure you catch up and find out what happened.
There he is.
It's all great stuff.
I'll just grab you there, Rusty.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Brendo.
No worries.
Oh, that feels good.
Wallabies playing this weekend on the Gold Coast.
Yeah, and Izzy Flowers back. They won last weekend without him, and we need to ask him, is he coming back to Queensland?
Also, I have always felt so bad whenever I've had to leave my children and have other people take care of them, because outsourcing that maternal thing is so bad.
Nothing worse than other woman's breastfeeding your children, is it?
Okay, they never
said
did
it, brother.
That.
You said it.
But then we spoke to Lawrence Mooney.
The king of outsourcing.
That's Russell Crowe.
Yeah, I know.
The Big Breakfast with Marto, Robin and the Moon Man.
To rugby league. His beloved Rabbitohs are playing the Dragons tomorrow night in another final. So, of course, that's enough of an excuse for our very own Rusty Crowe to call through. Hello, Rusty.
Morning to you, Robin. G'day, Moon Man. Always nice to catch up with you in the hotel room, and to you, Marto. Brendo, good luck with the Panthers this week, mate.
Thanks.
Hopefully we'll see you next week.
Absolutely. Would you like
we'll
a
life? See you in Elysium Fields, yes, please, if I could.
Russ.
Yeah, that's good.
Russ, I don't know whether we even need to talk about on-field stuff. It's what's happened over, it's come out overnight. I don't know who's unveiled this. But the fact that there was an incident occurred after the Rabbitohs played the Warriors on May 26th, Robin, in Auckland. One player was having a chat, a Facebook video chat with a woman. Two players ended up exposing themselves to the woman. One player showed his genitalia. Oh. These are a Rabbitohs with the other bearing his backside.
Please don't say genitalia. Not this time of the morning, mate. No, I blame myself. I always get in front of the guys fully dressed up as Gladiator and, of course, have nothing on under the toga and just flick it up occasionally just to let the boys see what a real man looks like.
Addressing the team?
Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North. Whoop, there you go. General of the Felix Legion, loyal servant of the true Emperor Marcus Aurelius. Hello, boys. And just give them a little bit of flavour.
Why would you do that?
Does that pump them up, does it?
Because that, of course, it pumps them up. And then father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife. And I will have vengeance in this life or the next. Hello. And that's
how you came up again.
Yeah. I love it. So maybe I've set a wrong example there too. Now, I won't have you using the lettuce DP on your radio show, Marto.
Oh, DP. Well, that's obviously what they did.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Down the shorts, pick.
What?
D.
D.
Dick pick. Dick
pick.
Thanks, Russ.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for spelling it out, Russ.
Not double.
Sorry, I'm a little slow on the uptake in boy language.
So anyway, but of course the rules are different in New Zealand. So, it's called the reverse haka, just being nude or flashing your backside. So, it's culturally sensitive here to do that.
So you're saying all this is okay, you're just going to sweep it under the carpet?
No, I'm going to sweep it on the carpet and it's full steam ahead. Of course, I love coming back to New Zealand, Aotearoa, that's where I belong, that's my blood, that's my people, although I'm Australian as well. I'm torn between the ditch. I'm the bridge across the ditch, that's who I am. Get on me and be New Zealand, and I'm an Anzac. I'm an Anzac who never fought in a war.
That is so offensive. You can't say that, sir.
You really can't.
Russell Crowe, are you living with your beautiful young girlfriend model at the moment? Any role players?
I role play with her, but I just want to keep that. It's me and Terry that enjoy doing a bit of role play.
Still.
If Terry's ever in New Zealand with me, we often do the Kiwi.
What is the Kiwi?
I just cover myself in boot polish and she
polishes you.
And she buffs me.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, thanks.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
What a delicious smorgasbord of footy we got this weekend. Of course, the NRL semi-finals, the AFL semi-finals as well. 5:30 Saturday afternoon, New Zealand are playing South Africa in the rugby. And then the feature event, I'll be down there for Fox Sports, 8 o'clock Saturday night, the Wallabies take on Argentina after winning last week against South Africa without their two best players. Pocock wasn't in last weekend. Mm-hmm. Israel Folau wasn't in last weekend, but he's back now and he's with us. Hello, Izzy.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, mate. What's it like training down the Gold Coast as opposed to one of the big cities?
Oh, mate, it's actually pretty good. I think most of the boys enjoy being on the Gold Coast, you know, and
the weather's been awesome. So, yeah, the guys have been really enjoying it.
There was a rumour on our station last week that maybe you and Maria, your wife, are moving up to Queensland to play netball and rugby.
Yeah, it started by Marto, Izzy.
Yeah, I started it. It so hot. I'm just hoping, mate. Remember the old days at Marsden High? Come on back, mate.
Mate, I wouldn't mind that, but yeah, no, you know, she's got her own career going on, and so do I. So, you know, she's got a bit of time to think about what she wants to do.
Oh, that's cagey, Izzy. I'm sensing that there's been lots of conversations. Then
there have been. You know, obviously, you know, it's you know, we'd like to be you know, in the same place at the same time. But again, if it doesn't work out that way, it's something that we've been used to for the last couple of years within our relationship. So,
mate, you're not getting any younger. Be happy in life and stay and be together all the time while she's playing for Sunshine Coast.
That's right, mate. That's what we'd like to do. But yeah, like I said, Marta, I think she doesn't have long in her career, so she just. Whatever best suits her, she'll go for it.
All right.
Okay, let's get back to your career, Izzy.
Yes.
Playing Argentina this weekend, how are we looking against the Argentinians?
Yeah. Look, after last week, you know, the guys, they were pretty confident, you know, with that win. But in saying that, we've still got a lot to improve on. And we've had a great week of preparation so far. So, you know, it's all about turning up on the day and making sure that we, you know, get out there and play as best we can.
How hard is it, Izzy, to kind of pick yourselves up after the All Blacks kind of pummel you guys?
Oh, look, it's always such an important time for us as a team. So much expectation. Obviously, when you come up against the All Blacks, and you know those two games that we played was quite disappointing for us. You know, in both games, I thought we played well for the first half, but you know, unfortunately, rugby is played in 80 minutes, so. Yeah, we're just very inconsistent in that area, something that we obviously need to work on. It's quite draining to keep going down like that against the All Blacks. You want to try and turn things around as quick as you can.
So you got a new back line. It's your new 5'8 as of last week. You're playing outside Kirtley Beal and Matt Tamua. Mate, it's looking good. All the best for tomorrow night, Iz.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, see you in Queensland soon, mate.
Red jersey.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
We live in a time-poor community. That's what most people are complaining about. They're busy, they work longer hours, they never actually knock off because there's always emails to do at home as well. We sit a lot of our working life in traffic, going to and from work, and so as a result, we're starting to outsource a lot. Now, I do as well. I have always had my shirts ironed by somebody else.
Whereas
my mum...
Oh, what a joy.
My mum would have had the ironing board out on a Sunday, the place smelling of that sweet ironing smell.
Yeah.
A little bit fish and chippy.
How do you get your shirts done? What do?
I take them to a place where they go... they've got a deal, like, you know, $3 for $6.20.
It's a revolution.
I only have to wear one iron shirt a week, but still, it's a bummer doing
it. It's nice to have a crisp... Yeah, they're probably choking the world with the plastic that I have on them. But anyway, so...
You forget that.
Sometimes I also outsource jobs where I imagine my dead father looking on thinking, you weak, hopeless man, why don't you pick up a tool and hang that picture yourself?
Don't be harsh.
Do you outsource that?
Can't you just drive a nail into a wall, you feeble excuse for a human?
Oh, that's a nice little glimpse into your life there, Lawrence.
Even if it's a rental property, I get it.
Yeah, my dead father is criticising me a lot. Shut up, Dad. It's a good radio show. Anyway.
It's a lot of guilt.
It is. It's called The Big Breakfast. Now, leave me alone. I'm on air.
You do your own pool, though.
Yeah, that's right. But I do get a guy in once a month to...
check chemicals.
Check the chemicals because I'm no good on the pH.
Do you clean your own car?
Come on, don't do this.
Am I the only person who still does his own stuff?
Well, no, you're handy. Like,
it's good. It's being a scab.
All right. I whip a snipper. I won't do that. That is a joy. But a lot of stuff I do outsource, and I'm ashamed to say my wife and I had the conversation with, and I've always been a good guy with the washing. Put a load on, hang it out. I do the colours, my whites, and my blacks separately.
You're not going to outsource your washing.
We're thinking about outsourcing the washing.
No one touches my smalls but me. No, that's weird.
Don't say my smalls on the radio. Yeah.
We weren't.
How small are they?
About...
So you're not sporting a big netball undie.
No, the G-string thong is only.
Oh, come on.
Now, your wife, Lou,
can't say that.
Thank you.
What's wrong with Robin Bailey, what have you said?
Hold on. Your wife
you said G-string.
Your wife is really busy, but now you've gone, so am I, so I can't do the washing. You've given up.
Yeah. I think I've quit.
Do you walk your dog? Does little Rupert get to play with you?
No, of course.
Or do you outsource that?
I've never had
it. Get people to walk their dog.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I will cancel stuff to get home and walk the dog.
Oh, so look at you. You've got a frowny and everything.
Yeah, I'm not having other people walk me dog.
I got standards, mate.
I'll let Lounsey pat the dog, but I'm walking it.
Yeah, someone else can do my dirty aunties.
And get some velvet soap on those skitties, will you, mate?
Sharon of Scarborough owns a business like this, so could possibly tell us more. Hello, Sharon.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Yeah. Do you have many people outsourcing this sort of stuff?
Well, it keeps a roof over mine and my kids' heads.
Oh, well, that's good.
Oh, that's nice. So, made me feel better, Sharon.
So, you know, I do washing, ironing. I do sheets.
Oh, do you?
I do sheets. People want the sheets ironed.
Do they?
Flat, believe me.
What's the undies story, Sharon? Do people put them in a separate bag or something, their undies?
No, just all in the dirty clothes. Then they're washed, folded, and returned lovingly.
Now, Sharon, Robin's very sensitive about her smalls. Are you a very discreet service? You wouldn't say, Bailey's undies were in yesterday and they were frightful.
No, very discreet.
Are you like a doctor? You have client-patient confidentiality?
Exactly. And we even have I have a garment bag that all the smalls go into so they don't interfere with the other wash.
Well, how do I know?
Oh,
do
no, your, here comes Bailey again.
Your new employees have to sign a document saying they won't spill the beans on any... Have you got any celebrity ironers?
I live at Redcliffe, mate.
I guess so. <at all. laughs>
Be some Redcliffe Dolphin players.
Yeah,
sure.
The Bee Gees.
It's the Bee Gees.
Petro Sivanasiva's underpants. Look
You're
at these.
Awesome, Sharon. Chris, Fig Tree Pocket. Hello.
Oh, how are you?
Good. Do you outsource? What are you doing?
Well, coming from where I've grown up, if you outsource your gardening and lawn mowing to someone else, you are less than manly and there is something wrong with you.
Hear, hear. Let's cheese to that.
And so do you do your own gardening, Chris?
Well, I do to a point, but I've got to the point where I've had to outsource it.
Chris.
Sorry. And, yes, my grandfather would be looking down at me with a great red face and blowing up. You are very less than manly.
But would he even be doing that if it was, you know, because you didn't have time to do it and it was overgrown? Like, what is worse, having someone else do it or the fact that it looked bad?
I think, personally, I'm in two schools there, Robin. I probably personally think not doing it yourself makes me feel worse, like Lawrence outsourcing his laundry. Mm. So, yeah.
I'd rather mow at night time, like get some special lights, than not do it.
Oh. Night
than
mowing.
Give it to somebody else. Night mowing
I bet your neighbours don't.
Night mowing. Night mowing.
Thanks,
well,
Chris.
If you haven't got enough time, I'm going to have to do the lawn at night time then.
Heather of Springfield Lakes. Hello.
Hi there. Hi.
Do you outsource much stuff, Heather?
I don't actually, and I just wanted to say, guys, thank you so much. I do not feel guilty about what I do outsource anymore because at least it's not my washing.
Oh. What do you outsource?
My cleaning and any of my beauty stuff. I hate doing my own nails. I hate doing my own eyebrows, all that sort of stuff. I will go and walk down the street and get someone else to do, even though I can perfectly do it myself. I'm a stay-at-home mum, but I just love being able to go and do those things for me. And now I used to feel guilty about it before this morning, going, I have the time. But now I don't because I could be a lot worse.
You're the limit. You're the limit, Lawrence, of shameful outsourcing.
Eyebrows and nails. Yeah. Nice.
I outsource.
You're the
things.
Heroin addict. Everyone goes, at least I'm not.
I'm right. I'm the benchmark.
Yeah. You are the benchmark.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Geeks of the world unite. This has been the big headline story of the last 24 hours.
Apple has revealed its latest offerings, and they come with eye-watering price tags. Two supersized iPhones and a health monitoring smartwatch are among the devices up for grabs. They include the most expensive iPhone, setting you back around $2,500 Australian dollars.
What? I know.
What?
This has been getting into my psyche in the last 24 hours because I've been thinking about the fact that all of us, pretty much every single human being I know on the planet, including my three sons, have phones. And it is just one of those things that we all deal with that are extensions of ourselves, except when Moon leaves his in the cab. But, you know, they are a part of our everyday world. And every, what, 12 to 18 months, 2 years or whatever, we think about upgrading our plans and upgrading our phones. So when Apple releases a new product, people get super excited.
But $2,500
Exactly right.
I thought, when did what they can go it over do? 1,000?
Yeah. Apart from email, text and camera, what else do you use it for?
Well, it just becomes faster, brighter, cleverer. But and the thing that kind of annoys me about with Apple is that every time they release a new product, it means that a whole pile of their back product, like say the iPhone 5, for example, is now becoming more obsolete. And that's how they operate.
Can't you use them anymore?
Well, they change the plugs. Yeah.
They change the plugs on them, so...
And they change all
you
the things.
You end up with 30 different leads.
What number are we up to? I've sort of phased out.
Is this the 10? S Max? 10 S Max?
10 S Max. So, you know, here we are at the 10 products. I guess the question, I'm starting to feel like this is a cult. We're all part of the Apple cult.
Oh, yeah.
And either you're in it or you leave it. And well, I want to know.
It's hard to get out of it.
Well, there are people that are leaving it all the time. I would love to know if you have and why you did. If you have chosen not to be part of the Apple revolution.
What's better, Scientology or Apple?
How do you get out? I'm currently watching my phone on Find My Phone via iCloud,
this
so I'm not
incredible.
Getting out today.
Your phone is miles away. That cabbie must be asleep at his residence.
Asleep.
And you found your phone outside the front of his house. You know where your phone is, where you left it last night in the cab, because the cab is parked on this street and you are now trapped.
Is that only with Apple?
See his actual address. I don't know. I've only ever had Apple, so I can't leave the cult.
So have you got Apple too, Brenda?
I don't want to leave the cult. I feel safe.
Yeah, I was with the cult, left the cult, came back to the cult.
And why did you come back?
I didn't like life outside the cult.
See, this is
the cult's safe.
Did they make life hard for you outside Apple?
Yeah,
they?
Yeah, they did.
Because
the cult's safe and familiar.
Do Apple let you put your Apple in a box of oranges, or is it just too difficult to do that?
Too difficult.
You're comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah, that's
there,
the thing.
Moon.
Yeah. Yeah, everything in your life's Apple, so you stick with Apple. Unless it's not.
Well, unless it's not. And I want to know if you've left the Apple cult and what happened.
Oh, I'm frightened about life outside the cult.
Oh, no, stay with it, mate.
I've sent some pictures that are on the cloud, so I'm not going to cross the cult because those pictures will be sent straight to the courier mail.
But I think all of us are super curious is if you walk away from the Apple products and, you know, days like today when they release this new phone that's going to put you back over $2,000 and then they say, but hey, there's a cheaper version and that's $1,400.
Oh, that's... Is there none under $1,000 anymore?
Not in the new ones.
Oh, good Lord.
So I'm just curious, if you've left Apple and you found glory somewhere else, why did you do it and what happened? Mick, a Vicky point?
I started outside and then the peer pressure dragged me to the cult.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
And then all of a sudden I've come, I had to get back out. What I hated about the cult was I had to do everything their way.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to do is have all that technology and do it my way. And Brenda said you can't actually get all your information off. Some apps are proprietary, and that's because Apple charges every poor little tiny app developer $10,000 just to be allowed to have a go.
Oh, yeah.
Open source is free. So the Linux base is free education for the whole of South Africa and America. And it's a different ideology. I think Apple is the sexiest gear on the face of the planet. And I still believe that today. My wife's a photographer. She uses it.
Wow.
But it can't do what I want it to do on a daily basis. So I go to a platform and technology that does.
That must have been expensive for you to jump into Apple then to remove yourself again.
Oh, I mean, it was back far enough that it was only in the hundreds, not thousands.
Yeah, righto.
Good. And you do sound like, look at all of us. We're a bit like, I'm not quite sure what
Mick,
talking
about. Mick, I don't know. Are you on a Samsung? What sort of phone you got?
Samsung Note 9 on Android, correct.
Yeah, do you see people from the cult looking at your Samsung and asking you questions?
Older people still with Apple. If you're on a job site like I am as a construction manager, many, I would say, well, 60, or we'd almost be at 70% are no longer with the cult. So it's not really an issue. The apps that we use to pass information across, the Apple platform can see, but it doesn't interact the way that the Android ones. When guys check in on site, they check in on their phone. When they take photos or request for further information, it comes directly to me and it's responded to in minutes, not hours, you know.
Wow.
Now, that's Mick, I've got to say, of many people that phone in here, that is a crisp, clear signal you have got there.
Wonderful
there
signal.
You go. Ashley, beautiful signal. Of beautiful. South Brisbane, tell us about it. Are you still with Apple or what have you done?
No, I'm no longer with Apple. I left that cult several years ago, but I do work with Apple every day.
And you can still operate outside of the Apple bubble.
Yeah, I have not got a single Apple product, but I work only on Apple products, selling Apple products.
Oh, you sell them?
Wow.
Yeah.
But you're not in the cult.
You're running around inside the cult and you're a splitter.
You're
a maverick, Ashley.
I am. My husband has all Apple products and he's constantly telling me off for not having any.
So why did you leave then? If you work with them and you sell them and you understand them, why did you choose to walk away?
The reasons you've basically said that every so often they bring out these new products and they're not compatible with the last one. So you're constantly having to spend more and more money upgrading everything to make it all work. Whereas I have an Android phone and a PC laptop and they all work all the time and they have done for years. So it's just much easier that way.
Wow. Oh, but you don't have a problem selling it and talking up Apple to other people.
No, I mean, Apple's, it's not a horrible company by all means. Their products are really good, but they're not for me. And there is a stigma attached to that as well. There's a lot of people that are always like, oh, but iPhones are so much better than Android phones. And I honestly don't think that's the case.
All right. Well, thanks, Ash.
Priest inside the cult.
We got another one. Caitlin, have you left the cult?
Yes, I have.
What happened? Why?
Well, it was Pokemon Go that was the tipping point for me.
Oh, please. Hold on, Caitlin.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us why. What happened?
Come in, Caitlin.
Well, I had four, and then I had the 5 and the 6, and then I dropped my 6, and it broke.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I was playing Pokemon Go, and the battery was really slow, and my husband had a Samsung, and he converted me to the dark side.
Okay. How did you go with Cole's Little Shop? Did you get the vinegar?
No.
No, okay.
No, she was burnt at Pokemon Go. Yeah. That was it.
I was, too busy with the Pokemon.
All right, so life hasn't stopped for you because you're not with Apple?
No, it's better.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, that's interesting.
The Pokemon Go got you out of the cult.
There you go.
It seems to be Samsung, too. If you're leaving the cult, you're going to Samsung.
Yeah, I only just held on to that.
We're all too scared, aren't we? We're just quivering in the corner.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Well, Robin, just because you want to talk about suspension and lift laws in Queensland, I thought I'd do this segment.
Now, I'm so glad.
I'm talking four-wheel drives here, Moon. You drive
A Ford Ranger.
A Ford Ranger. And it looks quite high. Has it got a lift kit on it?
No, it hasn't. Factory specifications.
Oh, it's good.
Okay, they asked me whether I wanted to lift it and get bigger wheels, but then they have to cut away part of the wheel arch and put on a plastic moulding. And I said, that's just a little bit too much for a car that's never going to see mud.
Are we talking like monster trucks?
No.
They lift them high?
Well, that's the ultimate, yes.
Okay,
welcome to the conversation, Robin. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. You've engaged us now,
So basically you're moving the body away from the axles and the drive.
I've only just found out about this in the last couple of days, been lifting the four-wheel drive couriers because my young bloke's birthday today, happy birthday, chipped in, he paid some, I paid some, new set of tyres because he wanted big four-wheel drive tyres rather than road tyres. He wants to go away. He's got a Triton, okay?
So some people buy their children cars and you bought your son tyres.
Happy birthday to you.
It's only 19.
All right.
Retreads.
So that gives it one lift. So, Robin, when you get bigger wheels on, like bigger diameter, I hope I'm going to explain this properly because I've only been interested in the last 3 days, but there's been a big blitz. The police have been cracking down. That's why I'm talking about this. He got bigger tyres, which lifts the whole axle up a little bit.
Why
okay?
do you lift the car?
Because you get better clearance underneath. Oh, it's okay when you're just picking up school pickups and stuff, but when you're going off-road, whether it's the beach or more out the bush, you need good clearance. So the big wheels lift the axle up, and then you can get a lift kit on top of it, you know, putting it higher, that lifts the chassis up higher.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's
I'm
where
still
we're going.
With you.
What I'm saying, they've been having a blitz on this, okay? The flying squad, the police flying squad, have been cracking down and actually impounding vehicles that have been incorrectly lifted.
Because they're dangerous?
Because what happens if they've got electronic stability control, your car, most modern cars have
it. Which keeps it on the road and makes it safer.
You lift it too high, and I think it's more than 2 inches, it overrides that and you get troubles with your yawing and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yawing.
Yeah, I hate that.
For those of you that don't know about yawing, it's moving something on a vertical axis rather than a horizontal, which means your tail gets above your nose.
Tail gets above your nose, John. Good call. That's a good way of explaining it. Perfect. All right. So I was going to talk to the Queensland Transport Minister right now, but I'm going to have to cover off this on my own because he
is not available
right now. So just want everyone to be really aware that there's trouble. Even if your guy, your local mechanic did it and he goes, I've ticked it, the cops are getting, I think it's $330 fine or something or other. The Minister for... the Minister, Mark Bailey, has released, I got his press release, it's because I was interested in it. He's saying the rules haven't changed, but we are now actually applying the rules. We've got different rules to anywhere else. Listen to this bloke. This bloke was on radio this morning on Triple M. Listen to the hypocrisy of what the police are doing by stopping people. You ready?
My ex-wife and I used to have a Jeep, a Wrangler. It came out with 29-inch tyres on it. We put 33s on it.
Right.
If we lived in Victoria, we could put 37-inch tyres on that car legally.
You with us, Robin?
Queensland, where we live, a copper that worked at the Caboolture Police Station, he drove to work in a two-door JK Wrangler on 38-inch tyres, and then he'd turn around, jump in a cop car, and go down and start knocking off cars with four-wheel drives for oversized tyres and lifts.
What so once upon
that?
A time, so you were saying the flying squad. The flying squad once upon a time used to, round up international drug dealers or arms dealers, counterfeiters, but now they're busting people for having a high ute.
That was the Triple M Big Breakfast Catch-Up Podcast for Victoria Bitter Limited Edition Cold Cans. They turn blue when the beer is ice cold. Exclusive to First Choice and Liquorland. 18+.